Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. All Philly season. Larry Anderson joins us at 3 o'clock on Wednesdays. Hopefully, this is not the last Wednesday of the Philly season. L.A., thank you for joining us.
Certainly.
Well, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Well, all right. Is there any reason, L.A., that for us to believe that the Phillies can turn this around, win this game tonight, and get it back to Philadelphia?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it can happen. It's anything's possible. Is it likely? I don't know.
Well, likely.
That's a little different than possible.
Yeah, likely I think is pushing it, even for the most optimistic, you know, of us. The good news is we were talking about the Red series that the Dodgers had earlier. The good news is the series does not look like that series. It doesn't look like these two teams are on two different planes of talent or in two different leagues. That is the optimistic part, I would say, if you're looking for a reason. What would you say if I were to ask you what is the biggest reason that the Phillies are down 2-0? What would you say?
The big boys.
Yeah.
The top of the lineup. The I don't know, top three at least.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, it's just they're just not getting it done. That's plain and simple. I mean, you get pitches, you get pitches that can hit, and you don't hit them, and you chase pitches that you can't hit. And it's just, I mean, I don't know. I might have said it during the year, but maybe not publicly. But I just think, I mean, we've got a team with a lot of power. I think a lot of, you know, a chance to score a lot of runs in a short time. But I just, if you go over the course of the year, I don't know how many games we hit well against good pitching.
Yeah.
I don't think we did a whole lot of that, and I don't think there's a ton of great pitching in the league to start with in Major League Baseball, period. But there are a few, and the Dodgers happen to have a handful of them. And they didn't have them all year, but you know it's worked out great for them because they're all fresh. I mean, Snell's already up to like almost 80 innings, probably 85 maybe. And he's just been lights out. I mean, I can't, you know, totally fault the hitters because the pitching that we're facing has just been really good. But I look back at last night. I look at the home run that Aaron Judge hit on a fastball up and in. It's like nobody hits that, and he hits it out. I mean, that was a huge home run. We haven't had that. We haven't had that for a while. So. I think we came into it. I don't think we came into it swinging the bats well. You know, prior to the last 10 games of the season, I thought we were crushing the ball. I'm like, there's no stopping us. But all of a sudden, we got with 10 games left to go or 8 games left to go, whatever it was, we just all of a sudden, it's like, where'd all the bats go? And then I was a little more concerned going into the season, especially facing that Dodger staff. I was optimistic, but I wasn't, I didn't think we were going to, you know, tear up the Dodgers starting staff anyway. The bullpen, I thought we had a chance, but then they got a completely different bullpen than we saw, you know, when we were out in L.A. And Trinan kind of carried that in, and we got to him, but... Then just, you know, we couldn't get the big hit. And again, we, you know, the situation the last 10 games with men in scoring position. I don't know if we hit, 100. Serious. And that's, you know, kind of leads you to just be a little skeptical of, or I don't want to say pessimistic, but a little concerned, I guess. And it kind of came true. We couldn't get a big hit. But there's still a chance, and we can still get a big hit out there. And I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility of winning two games in L.A., even with their staff. I think we can do it. It just, the big guys have to do a little something.
Well, to your point about the Judge home run, it does feel like that one moment could change the complexion of the series. Baseball's funny that way, right? I mean, yeah. One moment. Let me ask you about, put Trey to the side for a second, because if we wanted to come up for an excuse with him, we could. He didn't play the last 2 weeks of the season. They were off for a week. Let's just put him to the side. Schwarber has looked pretty helpless up there, and this is prior to the playoffs, too. We saw Schwarber in 24, who wasn't always trying to hit home runs. You know, he was grinding some at-bats. He was taking singles when they were there. Do you think perhaps this season he got on such a hot streak hitting home runs that he maybe lost the feel for that other thing that he was able to do, and now it just seems impossible for him to find it?
Yeah, I think, I mean, the last, prior to this year, he'd hit, 40 home runs, 45, whatever it is. And I always felt like you should have 3 RBI for every home run you hit. I mean, for a good hitter. That's the way I looked at it, a guy that produces. And he would have 45 home runs and 94 RBI. It's like he was nowhere near averaging 3 RBI per home run. And then to look at him this year, where I thought for 5 months he was hitting singles, he was driving runs in without home runs. You know, I mean, obviously he hit a lot of home runs, and the most home runs he's ever hit, but he was also getting a lot of RBIs. And then you look at him, 50 home runs and 132 RBIs. It's a lot better than his production had been in his previous years. So I thought, I mean, that to me showed me that he's not looking to hit home runs every time. He's getting a good swing. He was confident. He was hitting the ball the other way, hitting the ball up the middle, along with some home runs. You know, they did run into a lot of home runs. But then all of a sudden it just, I don't know if to your point, if he's was he getting so many home runs. Somebody asked me, you think it was because he was, you know, trying to get 60 or trying to beat Howard's record? I'm like, I don't know. I'm not in his head. I just, whatever it is, he's just not, it's not like he's trying to get a single. I think, right, I've never seen a guy go from hitting, you know, 50 whatever home runs, 56, 57 home runs, to looking so lost at the plate right now. I mean, how many, and this goes back to before the playoffs, he was having a fair number of bats where he check swing on pitches.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot. And it's like, and sometimes he would make contact on it accidentally and hit a little dribbler or something. I never saw that from him before. And that just, it makes me look at it and like, look at him just like he just seems confused up there, baffled, and not necessarily from the pitchers, what they're throwing, but just he's like, he's uncertain. Should he swing? Should he not? And he's like in between. And I've never seen that from him. And I think that's probably, it's frustration, confusion, trying to figure out what am I doing? At the same time, you can't put it all on him. I mean, everybody's got to do their part.
Yep.
I think Trey or one of them said, we got nothing to lose. Maybe they'll relax more and maybe go out there and just say, you know what the heck, let's just go have fun. Let's play our game. And I think that's a big part of what this team has done all year is just, they could go on a losing streak, but just come on, you know what, let's get it back together, guys. Let's go out. And then they would just have fun and just battle. And, you know, maybe they can do that, you know, turn things around. It's not going to be easy, but they can certainly do it. I don't think there's any question about it. And we win 3 in a row. It's obviously no easy task. Two in a row is easier, but again, you're playing out there and you're facing Yamamoto now, who's had a great year. And I guess, I don't know if they've mentioned it or stated, I think they're going with Glasnow tomorrow.
Yeah. I think it's Glasnow tomorrow.
I think they have a better chance against him as a right-hander. Yeah, you know, and he's still a really good pitcher. I mean, don't get me wrong, but I think his stuff we have a better chance at. Yamamoto, I'm just not sure. We haven't seen him for a long time, and but you know, he can get hit. If he's 12-8, there's got to be a reason he's lost 8 games, or I think that's what he is. Maybe I'm off on that, but whatever it is, it's, you know, he's not been perfect all year. So, I mean, there is hope. I'm hopeful. I mean, I really want to see him do it. But it's going to be a battle, and they're going to have to battle and not chase. You know, if there's splits coming at the knees and it's dropping out of the zone, they're going to have to let him go. They have to go up there with some kind of game plan, whether it's, I'm going to look for a pitch in this area, and if I get it, I'm going after it. And if it's not there, I got to take it until there's 2 strikes. And I think that's one of the things. I think it's just their approach is, I don't know if they've had an approach going up there.
Your strategy for Aaron Nola tonight has not been a good season. We've obviously watched him this year. Had a nice ending to the season, albeit against inferior competition with the Twins. Looked good in the inter-squad game. But what do you think about Nola tonight, and how long of a leash do you think Topper is going to have on him before he goes to a Ranger?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think it'll be a long leash at all. I don't think you can, but if he's out there and if he can go out, and I know back to the same old thing from LA, if he can go out there and command his fastball down in the zone, I think that's all the difference in the world. If he makes pitches that are even on the edges, but they're belt high, like Hernandez got, or the outer third and it's belt high, they're going to hit him. They will. And that's just a fact.
Mm-hmm.
If he's down in the zone, he's got a much better chance. And I'm, you know, if he's got his stuff, if he feels good, you know, he can shut teams down. But for how long, I don't know. You'd like to say he can go 5 or 6 innings shutting them down. I don't know if he can, but it doesn't matter what I think. It's what he thinks. Can he think? As long as he thinks he can go out there and do it, he's got a chance. If he's out there going, I hope I do all right, that's going to be a long day for him. But he's got to go out there with the confidence and the mindset of, I'm going to shut him down, and I'm going to make my pitches, and we're going to win this game. And that's obviously the mindset he has to have going out. I mean, he can do it. There's no doubt. Yeah. But it's been a tough go for him this year. But
yeah.
It can be done.
We haven't seen Ranger in a little bit, and reports are he may be a little banged up. What's your thoughts on Ranger coming in sort of a relief role versus getting the nod to start the game tonight. What'd you think about that sort of decision?
I was a little surprised. I think the Dodgers are better against right-handed pitching. I thought all along it was for Ranger was going to be the three lefties starting the games, which makes me think that maybe he's not feeling 100%. But if he is, then I'm fully confident in Ranger's going out there and make some pitches. And if he's pitching like he can shut him down big time. He's come in out of the pen before in this situation. maybe not expecting to go four or five innings when he's done it before, but that could be the case, you know, tonight. But if he's feeling good and he's making his pitches, he can dazzle anybody. So I know there's been a lot of talk. Is he healthy? Does he feel good? I don't know. I really don't. I mean, only honestly, I mean, Rob Thompson doesn't even know. Only Ranger knows for sure. But if he says he's 100% and feels good to go and very confident, then he can go shut anybody down.
LA, we heard we heard you on the broadcast say that you wouldn't have bunted when Stott bunted. Can you just explain specifically why you would have chosen? And you know, you look at the numbers and they're actually pretty close. I mean, letting Stott swing away is a little bit better. What was your thinking instead of having him bunt and letting him swing away there?
Outside of Marshawn, we had the slowest runner on the team at second base.
Yep.
And I know, like Rob said, that they, you know, they did, that the Betts was very good at disguising the wheel play, but Freeman and Muncy weren't very good at disguising it because they were standing 45 feet away from home plate.
Right.
I mean, if the wheel play is not on, there's no possible way that the third baseman can come in and play where Muncy was playing. You can't, because you have to be able, from where he was at, if they didn't have the wheel play on, and Freeman comes in or the pitcher comes in and makes that play, there's nobody at third base because there's no way Muncy gets back there. So to me, when Rob says, well, Mookie Betts disguised the wheel play really well, and he did, you know, because he's so fast, so much faster than Cassie, he can wait, he can let Cassie get a head start and still beat him to third. But you know the wheel play's on because Muncy's playing 45 feet away. He's halfway to home plate to start with. There's no way that the wheel play is not on if they're going to try and get the lead runner. And when you got a slow runner at second base, that's when you use the wheel play. I'm more concerned, like Rob says, well, if they see the wheel plays on, then they've got the green light. If you see Muncy standing halfway to the plate, you know that they're banking 100% on him bunting and they're going to get that lead runner. You know that. So why not take the bunt off?
Well, I think the thing that it shows is one thing that you could never accuse the Phillies of being is a sound fundamental baseball team. All the talent in the world, but that I think when we're watching it, the frustrating thing is you sort of feel like the Phillies think they can out-talent you, and that's why they're not good at fundamentals. But then you look at the Dodgers, who are maybe the most talented baseball team I've ever seen, and they're good at it. So now I could, you know, you could look at Teoscar Hernandez in right field. He's not always great. But overall, the Phillies, the reason I said let them swing away is I would just have no faith that they would execute a sacrifice bunt correctly. And I would have more faith that Bryson Stott hits a single, to be honest with you.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it was a good bunt.
Yeah. Yep.
If Muncy's not standing 45 feet away or maybe 30 feet away when he gets the bunt.
Yep.
And then it was, I mean, how far was cast out? By 10 feet, maybe?
Oh, yeah. The only way that he's safe is if Betts ends up dropping that ball or they throw the ball away. I mean, that was...
And the thing is, if Freeman's in just as far in as Muncy is, so you got the two corners in 30 feet in from third and first base. Mookie's running to third to cover third, and Edmund's going to second. So if you look at that, you got a third baseman and a shortstop both on the line, basically, and a first baseman and second baseman both on the line. That leaves the whole field completely wide open. He could hit a dribbler anywhere but right back at the pitcher. and he's got a base hit. Not just get the run in or getting the runner to third, but he's got a base hit. And that's what just, to me, when you see those corner infielders in that far, you have to know the wheel plays on.
Yeah.
And especially after the first pitch, it like take the bunt off. And then, and I don't know if I said it on the air or if it was in, you know, after the first pitch or, you know, I don't know when I said it, but I know I said to the, at least to the guys in the booth, I said, I don't care if he has to choke up to the label. He's got to go up there and just put the bat on the ball, put the ball on the ground anywhere. And we got first and third at least. And nobody out.
Well, LA, you know, as a fan, you can talk yourself into anything, but I think there is truth to saying if you win the game tonight, all of a sudden you have Sanchez tomorrow, and then you have a game five at home. And I know a little bit of it is coping and talking yourself into it, but a little bit of it is true, too. A 2-1 lead is not as insurmountable as a 2-0 lead sounds, and they can win that game tonight. I think they can get this series back to Philly.
Agree. And yeah. I think, I mean, the confidence that the Yankees have right now after winning that game and being in New York, I mean, they're and not that the Phils obviously aren't in New York, they're in L.A., but I think that the confidence and the motivation for the Yankees got completely turned around last night with that 3-run home run and winning that game. They eight unanswered runs. They're like, hey, we can do this.
Well, and I think as well, the Yankees have a thing that their guy did it. You know, there was a moment from their guy. And if there was a moment from Schwarber or Bryce, I think that can turn things around too. When the guys that you depend on for the biggest moments, when they have one of those moments, I think it can make everybody else feel a little more confident too.
Yeah. And they have to look at it like, guys, we had a good chance to be 2-0. Going to LA.
Yep.
And they didn't. So the fact that they had the chance, that's got to make them at least feel like, hey, let's get one and we can put a little pressure on them and maybe they'll make some mistakes. You know? And that's the way I guess you got to look at it. I mean, there's no other way.
Nope. No, it's the only choice we have, man. It's the only choice we have. All right, LA. Well, fingers crossed we get one tonight. We're going to have to 9:08 first pitch. 49-year-old Spike does not love a 9:08 first pitch, but let's hope we get this one, and then we get back at it with Sanchez tomorrow. Appreciate you as always.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks.
All right, LA.
Yeah, a big moment. I think if there is doubt in the Phillies right now, which there has to be some, as confident as they may be tonight, there has to be some. If they can get a big moment tonight, which is why the bottom of the ninth would have been so big,
sure,
is I think it would have swung the belief system a little bit.
I need a two-out runners on second and third type hit. Not even a home run, but something that can be like, with two outs, you feel like maybe your back's against the wall a little bit, hit one and break it open a little bit.
Yeah. Like
Yamamoto's been really good.
Yeah, whatever.
0.66 ERAs last
it's tough.
Like 40 innings.
He's due.
I hope so.
Yeah.
CC situation? Come on, man.
Yeah, he's due.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, work a count, get him out of there by the fifth, and then let's go. Let's go. All right, 215-592-9494. Now, it's been a big sports week in Philly, mostly horrible. But Eagles going, Philly's going, and starting tomorrow, the Flyers are going. So we have Flyers and 50 with Broads coming up next. Preview tomorrow's game and the big Flyers season that is coming up next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.